A drug overdose victim died over the weekend while taking a drug nicknamed Molly at the Gorge Amphitheater. In addition to the death, there were more than 100 other overdoses. The event was the Paradiso Electronic Dance Festival. Megan Ralston is the harm reduction manager for the Drug Policy Alliance. It's a group promoting alternatives to the war on drugs. And she joins us today from Los Angeles. Megan, first of all, for people who don't know, what is Molly?
So Molly is what today's generation is referring to, what we would call ecstasy. It's generally thought to be a higher purity or a less adulterated form of ecstasy, but very fundamentally, ecstasy and Molly are basically the exact same thing. It's all MDMA.
What are the effects from taking it, and is it easy to overdose?
So the effects of Molly and ecstasy are the same because, as I said, it's the same drug. It's MDMA. So it's going to affect your body in basically the same way. The problems we get into are that if drugs aren't tested before they're taken, you really don't know what you're getting. But with MDMA, just in its very pure form, side effects are generally rare if taken in an appropriate setting with water available and frequent rests, etc. But typical side effects could include things like high body temperature, overheating, being very thirsty, that sort of thing, grinding your teeth, etc.
What does an overdose look like?
So an overdose is actually very rare, and that's why it's really curious why the event that happened over the weekend is already being called an overdose when I'm confident that the toxicology screens aren't back yet and certainly the autopsy results aren't known. Generally, an overdose on MDMA is pretty rare in its very pure form. It's very rare. You would certainly have to take quite a lot of just pure MDMA if you're someone who doesn't have co-occurring disorders or comorbidities like heart problems and that sort of thing. It's pretty rare. But generally, what is thought of or is described in the media as an ecstasy overdose or a Molly overdose is very likely more the result of dehydration or drinking too much water than a result of just the ecstasy itself causing someone's death. The problem, of course, is, as I said, you rarely know what you're really getting when you buy ecstasy or Molly, and so it's always good to have a much better sense of what you're consuming before you consume it.
You know, I can recall 15, 20 years ago, I did a story for NPR about a group called Dance Safe, and they would go to raves and they would actually test drugs for people to tell them about the purity level. Is that movement still going on? And it's not a legal product, so you can't really go through official channels, but is there an informal testing that goes on at some of these events?
So Dance Safe is a really exceptional nonprofit organization, which for many years has been leading the effort, not just in the U.S., but around the world, to teach people who consume drugs to do it as responsibly and safely as possible. No one likes the thought of their teenagers or their loved ones taking drugs in an unsafe manner. None of us like that. And so Dance Safe is really taking the extra step of providing very affordable testing kits to people who want to know what's in the drug that they may be choosing to consume later. So unfortunately, in the U.S. at least, major music festivals haven't taken the extra step of making these tests widely available to people for reasons that may sort of be a bit obvious. However, you can purchase these tests from Dance Safe. They have a website, I think it's dancesafe.org, and you take just a small portion of the drug that you may or may not be choosing to consume, and you do sort of an instant little test, and you'll know certainly within moments whether you're even getting any of the product that you think you're buying. Like, I mean, I'll give you an example. A lot of times when people buy what they think is Molly or what they think is ecstasy, in fact, it can be so adulterated that there's virtually no MDMA left in either of those products, and instead you're taking things like chemicals that I'm sure your listeners may not even be aware of, called like BZP or PMA, like paramethoxyamphetamine or benzyl piperazine. So you don't even know what you're getting. So Dance Safe reduces some of those risks for people by encouraging them to at least know what they're consuming.
So short of a test like that, it sounds as though if you're getting something that's billed as ecstasy or Molly, it's really buyer beware.
It really is. And this is one of the reasons that we encourage people. We tell people, if you choose to take drugs, for goodness sakes, be safe and responsible. And if you're going to do that, know what you're consuming. As I said, no parent likes the idea of their young person going off to a music festival and taking drugs. But worse than that is the thought of your young person or your child not making it home because something terrible has happened. So we do encourage parents to have realistic conversations with their kids about what they can expect might be happening at these music festivals, and how to make sure they're safe. And the music festivals can really make things much better for folks in this environment. I mean, I know that it was quite hot at that music festival over the weekend, and one of the small things that we can do is make water very widely and easily available. We can remind people that if you're going to take drugs that raise your core body temperature, don't do it maybe when it's extremely hot outside and you may not have ready access to things like shade and water that can help with these adverse consequences.
Megan Ralston, thank you so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Megan Ralston is the Harm Reduction Manager for the Drug Policy Alliance. They're promoting alternatives to the war on drugs. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.